The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 8:40 on this September morning. Chamber of Commerce weather, I guess, for the month of September. Could be worse, could be better, but it does feel a bit like fall. Thelma Castillo, president of the Blue Water Area Chamber, with us. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, Pa.
But doesn't it feel like it was just May and we were up on Mackinac Island?
Where has the summer gone?
You blink and you miss it, right?
I know. I mean, there's been so much happening these last couple of months, but, you know, I wish it would just slow down just a tad.
Boy, and unfortunately it doesn't, especially as we get to the end of the year. It's just boom, 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 so much going on, including your business after five, which this is really a fun one. I think folks really look forward to the parking lot party, and that's tomorrow, right?
That is correct, Paul. We're at our building, 512 McMoran Boulevard. Our sponsor is Farm Bureau Insurance, Ted Fitzgerald, and we share the parking lot. So it's appropriate that he's one of the sponsors for this event. And right now he is the only sponsor because that's the way he likes it. Have all the attention. But
sure.
It's a great partnership. We really appreciate everything he does with us. And we work very well together. So we're really excited. We've been doing this for a number of years. And it kind of happened by accident because we had a business after five planned for somewhere else in September of that year. Again, I can't remember the year, just like I couldn't remember when Miggy was signed with the Tigers.
Right.
But we decided, since it was such short notice in terms of it happening, I mean, it was no fault of the business. They just, something happened. We decided to do it in our parking lot, and it's been a hit ever since. And so it's been great. We have food, we have drinks, we have fun, we have networking, we'll have some music, and it's just a nice social way of getting together. We actually had a phone call yesterday, someone who had moved here from Chicago. She was looking to do some networking, was trying to figure out where to do the networking. We invited her to come tomorrow, so we hope that, you know, she'll show up. You know, it's a very friendly opportunity for people to get to know each other, and we try to make everyone feel included.
Well, you've talked about this before. I think that, you know, people tend to, you know, even if they're not generally shy, when you get into a new situation, new people, you're trying to meet people, it's hard to just walk up to strangers and say hi and introduce yourself. And so you look out for those people that are new. It's like, oh, this person's not been here before. Let's take them around and introduce them.
We do. And we also have a buddy system as well with our ambassadors. And again, it's really about making our new members feel comfortable. The ones that don't have a problem are the salespeople because they're used to being to going up to people, not knowing them and having a conversation. But everybody else tends to have some tendencies to be a little, you know, more introvert in terms of how they approach people because they don't know them. And, and sometimes it is a little scary. It's going back to high school and going into that lunchroom and you're like,
what it feels like,
and you don't know anybody.
First day of school. Sure.
Right, right. Yeah. So again, it's really just an opportunity to get together, to share some referrals, to share some business, and help each other grow, and that's what it's all about.
Well, tomorrow, the Business After Five, the monthly gathering, this one, the porch or the parking lot party, and it makes sense because we still have nice weather in September. Even if it's a little cool out there this morning, September is still a nice day, a nice month to be outside, and we certainly saw that this past weekend. Although the weather wasn't perfect, you had a big gathering there on McMoran Plaza, didn't you?
We sure did. We had over 1,500 people. We were really excited about that opportunity to partner with the boat show. And it really did bring a lot of people to downtown Port Huron. And, you know, even the weather, like you said, didn't cooperate as much as we had wanted it to. Even though the radar showed no rain and only 2% opportunity, it seemed to rain for a couple of hours, like that misty kind of rain.
It was, yeah.
The annoying rain, right?
That's exactly what it was.
But
yeah.
People still dressed appropriately, came out, and it didn't stop them from enjoying all the snacks, buying product from our vendors. The vendors enjoyed it. The judges enjoyed it. It was just, everyone was a very positive opportunity to showcase the city of Port Huron and to showcase those vendors.
That's such a great event, brings people to Port Huron and these small businesses. So in fact, we're going to talk with the champion on Monday, the grand prize winner, Dave from Live Crispy, which was the grand prize winner. So.
Yes, and he had it was a healthy snack. And, you know, the opportunity is to try all kinds of different snacks, right? And sometimes you don't think a healthy snack's going to win because people assume that it doesn't have any flavor. You know, what is it going to taste like? and see what happens. Anything is possible. And, you know, some of the vendors who didn't win, we already heard them, well, if you're going to do it next year, we're coming back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about that kind of opportunity to showcase their product. They go to other expos, but there's all kinds of businesses mm-hmm. there. And so they don't get that showcase attention. And this is specifically for the snack yeah. businesses. And so it's a really great opportunity for the businesses in Michigan.
Right, absolutely. What else is on the horizon as we get a little deeper into fall here?
Well, we do have an event in October. It's called the Multicultural Celebration, and it's at the Blue Water Convention Center on October 11th from 6 to 8, working with the Community Foundation on that event as well. We have all the entertainment signed up. We have all the food secured. It's going to be a fabulous night. We'll be giving out three grants to nonprofits. And it's just an opportunity to learn a little bit about other cultures that you may not be as familiar with. And so it's a showcase all the things that we have in our community that maybe you're not aware that there's a German, you know, community, or there's a Polish community, or there's an Irish mm-hmm. or, you know, there's Jamaican people here.
Sure.
So it's an opportunity to learn and not feel uncomfortable because you don't know what their culture is all about.
There you go. Business After 5 tomorrow. It's going to be in the parking lot of the Chamber of Commerce, downtown Port Huron, right there at McMoran. And Huron, just on the corner, across from McMoran, Kitty Corner, I guess. Well, not Kitty Corner, no, across from, you know what I mean. You
right.
know where it is.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
You'll find it. It's across from McMoran Plaza.
There you go.
But one last thing, because we always talk about this, Paul, and we're going to be kind of sad the next time I'm here because we won't be able to talk about it. But it's Miggy's last couple of days.
Oh, you're a big Tiger fan.
I am a big Tiger
Miggy fan, too.
Yes, and I know that you're trying to get those tickets away. You have to have hard questions, and you'll get the right person that will win those tickets. You know, I went down there in July, and it's always great to see him play. I mean, he has brought so much to the city of Detroit, and, you know, people just love him because he's a superstar, but he doesn't act like a superstar, and he's always trying to help the young kids, too.
And I hope that he hangs around. I hope that the Tigers offer him a job and he accepts, you know, just to be that presence, I think, within the organization. Because the Tigers have been so good at offering those opportunities to veterans. A lot of people that have, you know, our former players are employed by the Tigers, and it'd be nice to see Miguel Cabrera hang around. It's been a fun season watching all the tributes pour in from around Major League Baseball, but then just to watch him, he's like a kid. He's
right.
still having fun.
Exactly.
Still smiling, still having a good time. So he'll be missed. He's definitely a superstar among superstars in Detroit.
And he's relatively young. I mean, they kept Al Kaline and Willie Horton and, you know, those guys, and they were around for a long time. So I think they might do that.
Yeah, I hope so. In the meantime, as we transition away from baseball, how about those Lions?
I know,
huh?
Isn't that?
Holy
cow. That was so exciting. Again, you know, we all hope and pray, and we hope it continues on. But it looks like it's a different team out there, a great coach. And, you know, they're enthusiastic, and they're yeah. like, we can win this, too.
Fun stuff, indeed. Thelma, thanks for stopping by. It was good to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thelma Castillo, the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber, with us on WPHM. Let's take a look at the weather forecast right now.